It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew? It is a sad day on the Birds and the Berg football podcast. Today, we mourn Jalen Ramsey's Philadelphia Eagles career. Before we get into all that, let me introduce you to my partner. As always, Jay, what's going on, man?
Yeah, it didn't bother me too much.
I'm bummed out. I'm a little bummed out.
I get it. You had your hopes up for a while.
For weeks, it was in my head. Jalen Ramsey.
Just when is it going to happen?
He was going to be an Eagle. I almost ordered his jersey a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nothing would have made me happier.
But yes, we are mourning his Eagles career today. But before we get into that, the trade, the big trade in the NFL yesterday. We'll get into a few Steelers notes. They're on a bye this week, but I think there was a couple injury updates that Jay had. Then we'll get into the Ramsey trade and how that affects the Eagles and what they can do. And then we will give a preview of the Sunday night football matchup. Big game for the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles at Dallas. So, all right, Jay, what do you got on the Steelers?
Yeah, so real quick, I guess the biggest news coming out of Steelers over the past week was the biggest fear was confirmed that Stephon Tuitt does have a torn pec. So he is going to miss the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Very big loss for the Steelers. He was having such a good year. 3.5 sacks so far. A lot of pressures. So they're going to turn to Isaiah Bugs, 6th-round rookie. Yeah, losing to it. Big. They also signed LT Walton.
There you go.
I can't get remember out, the kid's bro. Name. Because he's a nobody. He played for the Steelers about a year ago, got cut, went to Buffalo, did nothing, and hasn't played for a year.
Okay.
So, and then Tyson Alualu will see some more playing time, but I'm hoping they put Bugs in there. Let's see what the rookie can do. So, yeah, two, it's a big loss. And then Mason Rudolph, out of concussion protocol, they said that he is going to start in 2 weeks against Miami, so.
All right.
Yeah, that's the biggest news. So,
all right. So then
we'll have to wait his turn a little bit.
Yeah.
More,
so. Yeah. He held him down for one game, and but I'm sure Mason will get knocked out again here soon.
He has a history. Yeah.
All right, Jay. So, like we talked about, the big news around the NFL yesterday: Jalen Ramsey to the Los Angeles Rams for 2 firsts and a 4th. Big time compensation to the Jaguars. What do you think about that trade?
It's a huge trade. It's an upgrade for them at corner. I mean, they traded
Marcus Peters
to the Ravens for a 5th and some linebacker.
And Aqib Talib was just put on IR, so they were hurting in the cornerback position.
I'm a little surprised they moved Marcus Peters with Talib going to the IR.
I just think Marcus Peters is an asshole and nobody likes him.
You know what? That's really what it's starting to seem like.
I mean, he was kicked off of his team in college for drugs and dumb shit. He was traded away after having either after his rookie year or the year or his second year when he was really good by KC, and now he's being traded again. So
for nothing.
But
it's a huge move for them, but it is a struggling team right now. Their offense,
this move screamed desperation to me. Their secondary was ranked in the middle of the pack in the NFL. Just the fact that they gave up more for Ramsey than what the Bears gave up for Khalil Mack. That is a lot of compensation to give up for a cornerback. I mean, I know it's the I believe it's like in today's age, it's probably the hardest position to play in the NFL. The rules are against them.
Yeah.
But man, that just. But
if there's a guy that's playing the position at the highest level.
Oh, I mean, I'm not Rams. Saying. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely, you know, top three or the best cornerback in the NFL. So, you know, they've been an upgrade. The Rams are going to be hurting, though. It'll be five years before they have a first round pick, like total from like the past few years.
And where's the money coming from?
Yeah, they have Goff is the highest paid quarterback at the moment. Aaron Donald's the highest paid defensive player at the moment. They paid Brandon Cooks. They paid Gurley. Cooper Kupp's going to be coming up for a contract extension. I know they traded for an offensive lineman yesterday too from the Browns. I think his name's like Austin Corbett, who was the 33rd pick in the draft, but their line's dreadful. And the Browns line ain't any good. So that kid can't be that good or they wouldn't have traded him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Ramsey is going to help that defense, but Jared Goff is still their quarterback. Their line is still their line. And I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if this works out for them. I could see them missing the playoffs. That is a tough division to be in.
Yeah, definitely. Right now it's looking like they're not going to make it.
No.
They're not playing good.
No, Goff has been
on offense.
I don't have the stats up in front of me, but his last 16 games, he has been dreadful. Like,
just
not good at all. And I think Goff's an okay quarterback, but I don't think he's elite. So,
yeah.
But anyway, that's a big trade for them. They gave up what they thought they needed to get them. Let's talk how this affects the Eagles now. Obviously, the Eagles were in on Ramsey. There was reports out that they offered a 1 and a 2. I saw another report today that said Howie was talking to the Jaguars every day, but it was just too rich for his blood. He wasn't going to give up 2 ones for a cornerback. And, I mean, everybody knows the Eagles' secondary situation. It's the worst in the league right now, statistically. Yeah. I feel like I'm asking myself a question, but I'll say to you, Jay, how does this affect the Eagles, and what should their next move be?
Well, I mean, right now it doesn't affect them at all.
Yeah.
Because you didn't make a move. You did make an offer, but nothing got taken. So right now it changes nothing for you besides the fact you need to make a move still. Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
And it's just one option's out of the window. The richest option's gone.
Yeah, the best player at a young age, an elite prospect.
Well, I mean, what you were going to have to give up the most for is gone. So now your price drops a little bit for what you can go after. And we talked a little earlier about some other guys that are possibilities.
Yeah, there's Patrick Peterson. There's Chris Harris. Some people have mentioned Adoree Jackson in Tennessee.
Not a bad one.
I don't like any of them, minus Patrick Peterson. I would be okay with Peterson. He's only 29. He's played at an all-pro level. I don't know. I wouldn't go more than a 1. I wouldn't even want to give a 1. I'd maybe a 2 and a 3 and a player or something.
But
those other
bad.
Guys, to me, they're Band-Aids, dude. That's not what the Eagles team. This Eagles team needs. This team needs to get younger. They need to get younger and better guys that are younger. That's why I would have given up the 2 ones for Ramsey, because he is an all-pro player at a young age. I'm not looking for them to go out and get a 30-year-old corner and give up a second or a third round pick or whatever. You know what I mean? Because
I was going to say the same thing with Peterson. That would be a Band-Aid too, because he's not a long – I mean, he'd be there for the next
at least 3 years. You never know. I mean, then maybe if he moved to safety in his lower early 30s, you might be able to stretch it out for a while. But to get elite cornerback play out of him over the next 5 years is a stretch. You might get 2-3 years. which is better than anything the Eagles have anyway. They haven't had good cornerback play in forever, I feel like.
Yeah, but for the price, I
yeah, that's why I'd be weary about giving up a one, but I don't think the Cards move them without getting a one.
Yeah, and so, it's, I mean, we looked at some of the other options out there. You just named a few, and it doesn't seem like there's anything that you that jumps out at you like this is the guy you need to go get.
No, there's nothing special about a Dory Jackson, I don't believe. He's young, obviously. He has speed, but he hasn't. It's not like he's been great. So how is he any better than what the Eagles have? Another thing, which was big today, is the Eagles got a Jalen back. Not Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
But Jalen Mills. he was back at practice today, Wednesday, and he will be more than likely activated from the PUP and on the active roster come Sunday. He said that today in his interview that he plans to play Sunday. It depends on how much. So they are getting reinforcements back. Ronald Darby was also a limited participant. I think Ronald Darby's garbage, but this is reinforcements coming in the form of free. You don't have to give up any compensation for
them.
So, you know, I mean, these guys literally can't be any worse. Literally, they're 32nd in the league, so they can't be any worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, am I upset they didn't make this move? Do I believe they should have made this move? I know I've said it on previous podcasts that I would give up 5 first round picks for it. I would have given up the 2 and the 4. I know it's a lot, but if you look at this Eagles team, their history of drafting corners recently or drafts recently, period, I think they've only drafted 1 Pro Bowl player since 2013. That's not going to cut it. You give up those 2 firsts and you automatically get a guy at the top of his position at a young age. But they didn't. I've digested it the past day and a half, and I'm okay with it now. You know what I mean? It didn't happen.
Yeah,
I
agree. Yeah,
I'm not losing my mind over it. I think it would have been a good move, but it didn't happen. So now you have those picks. Now that Howie's got to nail them. You got to get talent. They need to get younger, and they need to get talent.
That's true.
So
yeah, and I just saw a report out of the Rams practice that it seems this trade healed Ramsey's back because
of course
he is not listed on the injury report for any injury.
That was a big so scam anyway.
It's wonderful what a trade can do for your body.
Yeah,
I guess.
For real. It's that flight over to California. I did see a report today that said, you know, they haven't come to an agreement with a new contract. Deion Sanders came out and said that this might be a short-term thing where Ramsey might be there just the next 2 years because of California's state income tax or something.
Okay. And it's also, like we said before, where is the money? This is a team that's going to have to start selling a lot of pieces soon.
Yeah, they have 5 players next year that are committed to $108 million of the cap. Like, in 5 players. And the cap's probably going to be around $200 million next year.
Yeah.
So they have $92 million to fill out the rest of the roster. 48 guys.
Wow.
Good luck. Good luck, LA.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So that's another thing. I look at it that way. The Eagles, you know, they're not – they got some cap problems themselves. So this kind of opens it up to be able to be more flexible in the future. And they got to figure it out this year with the guys they have. I mean, obviously they could still make a move. I don't know if they will, but
yeah. And receiver's still a priority.
Say receiver is my number one priority now with the return of those guys at corner. I think they do have to go out and try to get another speed receiver. See if that happens. I saw this online on the Eagles like message board that I frequently visit and look at and stuff, is that somebody asked about Brandon Cooks maybe from the Rams, them trying to dump his salary.
Maybe.
It'd be like a $17 million cap hit for them though. Dead money.
Oof.
Yeah. But hey, crazier things have happened. Antonio Brown has like a $22 million dead cap hit on the Steelers this year, I think.
21.5, and then what is it, 20 or almost 25 for the Raiders, I think, too? Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
So,
or no, they voided that. Never mind.
And I know I know how he has attempted to trade for him before. So, you never know. He's a speed guy. I know he has injury histories, but all right, enough of that. The Eagles are who they are. They got to go play in Dallas this week with the guys that they have on this roster. So that's going to be a challenge. Dallas is a talented team. They have struggled over – they've dropped the last three games. Pretty bad one to the Jets this past weekend. So, but, you know, it's an NFC East game. These guys know each other well. Dallas has won, I think, three out of the last four. So the Eagles have not played well against them. Swept them last year. So, all right, let's get into it here. Like I said, the Cowboys are 3-3. They won, let's see, their opening game. I think they played the Giants. They beat the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins 3-0. Everybody crowned them Super Bowl champions. But the last 3 weeks, they lost to the Saints, the Packers, and the Jets. Then their offense has actually been pretty good so far. I know they haven't scored many points the last few weeks, but they are ranked 10th in scoring with 25.5 points a game. They're second in total yards, 443.8 yards per game. Third in passing, seventh in rushing. So they got a good offense. You know, they got the they got the big three, so to speak. They got Amari, Zeke, and Dak. There is question marks about Amari playing this weekend. He did not practice today. That's big.
That's a huge loss for them.
Yeah.
If he isn't there. Yeah.
So
that's his go-to.
That's I mean, he torched the Eagles last year. So if he can't go this weekend, I mean, that's a big plus for the Eagles, obviously.
They have three receivers questionable for that game.
Really?
Cobb, Gallup, and Cooper.
Okay. Gallup, Michael Gallup. Yeah. I heard he's going to play.
Okay.
I heard Cooper. Yeah. I heard he's more than likely not going to play. But
yeah, that's the reports I've saw so far.
So we'll see. And then I Randall Cobb sucks. I don't care about if he plays or not. Yeah, but
it's still three receivers.
Yeah. So Dak's getting a little taste of the medicine that Carson Wentz has been fed the past couple years. He's got to try to win with some of the backups here. Then Zeke obviously is. That whole offense goes through Zeke. Nope. The Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the NFL, so I hope the Cowboys go out there and try to run the ball. And then also, their offensive line is banged up. I saw that Tyron Smith and Lael Collins were both didn't practice, and they're both questionable for Sunday night.
Okay. And I see Zach Martin on the injury report, too, for them.
Yeah, he's going to play. I think he's been on there all year with a back injury.
Okay.
So, yeah, that matchup, that's a big matchup. The Eagles defense has obviously been struggling. So, yeah, they need to step it up this week. I don't know what Jim Schwartz has to do to get that secondary straightened out. But if they don't fix something, they will not win this game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so then let's talk about the Cowboys' defense a little bit. I think, you know, this is a really good defense. Right now they're eighth in the NFL in points allowed with 19 points per game, and they give up 331.8 yards per game. And they're both 12th in passing and rushing yards. This is going to be a tough matchup for the Eagles' offense. I don't want to say they have to establish the run, because I'm about over that. You got to win games with Carson Wentz. You got to be able to get the ball down the field. You got to put the ball in Carson Wentz's hands. And DeSean Jackson is questionable. And I'm hearing reports that he will probably miss this game, which is huge.
Really? Because I just saw something on Twitter saying they are leaning towards he might play.
I've seen all kinds of things. But
so it's all over the place.
He did not practice today. He conditioned, Doug said. Doug said they might try to get him on the practice field Thursday and Friday to see how he reacts to that.
Okay.
But I saw Mike Garofalo on NFL Network said they're leaning towards him not playing. But if DeSean Jackson can't go, expect more from the Eagles offense, which what you've been seeing, which has not been good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't give me faith if he doesn't play.
No, not at all. I just hope their only hope is that Doug changes up the game plan in some way and can get a little bit more creative. The Cowboys linebackers are really good and can get to the football, so that might be a tough matchups for the tight ends. They have pretty good corners. Their safeties could be a liability. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. This is a pretty even matchup to me. It's going to be a tough game. I guess let me talk about some. I really don't have any keys to the game. My keys to the game are the secondary. Try not to suck so goddamn bad. if they can do that, the Eagles, I think, will win this game. But if there's guys running around like they were in the Vikings game, they have no shot.
Yeah. And you said the offense has to go through Carson.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to establish Carson. Here's the thing with that. Who's going to help
him?
Throwing the ball. It's awful.
Right now it is awful.
With those receivers.
It is awful. They can't get open. But, you know, the team plays better when the ball's in Carson Wentz's hands. And in some way, Doug's got to do a better job scheming guys open. But the offense has to go through Carson. I get it that everybody wants to establish the run and that helps. And I'm not saying to abandon the run completely.
Yeah.
But they opened – Carson Wentz didn't throw a pass until the seventh or eighth offensive play of the game on last Sunday. That's unacceptable. You paid him. Let him go out there and try to make plays and get it done. So I think this is going to be a big game for him. It's one of the most important games of his career so far. He needs to prove that he is worth all that money and win big games like this against a Dallas team that's struggling. So I don't really have any other matchups to watch either. I guess you'd say Zeke in the run game and the run defense. If you hold Zeke in check, you'll have a chance to win.
Yeah, you put the game in Dak's hands. And
yeah.
You got a good chance.
I guess the offensive line versus defensive line. You protect Carson. You have a chance. Andre Dillard, I forgot to mention, is making his first start in the NFL this year. The rookie, our number 20 overall pick in this past draft. Jason Peters is out with a knee injury, so he's going to be going up against Robert Quinn and DeMarcus Lawrence, two really good pass rushers. So he's got to step up and play well this week.
Hell of a game.
Yeah.
Start.
But we talked about the Cowboys' offensive line being banged up. The Eagles got to get pressure on Dak. They got to get pressure on Dak, and they got to bring him down. They can't just let him sit back there. Or obviously, they'll pick this secondary apart.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just think it's going to be a really good game Sunday night.
Oh, it is, dude. This might be one of the first games in a while that they have the best game on Sunday night.
Yeah. So,
Jed, I'm sorry if you hear that. I work in a hospital, and they're doing an overhead page, so I apologize.
We're good. Jay, do you have any kind of insider predictions for this game?
I mean, it's going to be a physical game for you guys. You got to shut Zeke down. That's, like you said, that's the biggest thing, and I think your defense can do it.
Yeah,
your run defense is pretty decent.
The run defense, I think they're either one or two in the NFL. But they did just cut Zach Brown, who's our best run defender. I know, but he's our best run defender. I saw a tweet that said he just wasn't buying into what the Eagles locker room and stuff, so they got rid of him. It wasn't even about that Kirk Cousins thing. Okay. Supposedly, I don't know if he was an asshole or what. Nigel Bradham, their best linebacker, or whatever. He's hurt, probably won't play. So, you're looking at some smaller, faster guys in there that, you know, Zeke can pound the rock.
Yes, he can.
They got to bring it. They got to be able to come up and make the tackle, or it might be a long day. So,
yeah. And if they don't have Cooper, which it looks like they're not, and maybe a couple of the other receivers, that's really going to hurt too.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to focus. They're going to have to run more through Zeke. Your run defense is good. You're going to hopefully shut that down. Then you have to let Dak beat him. And I just don't see Dak as that type of quarterback.
No, I don't either.
I don't. But the only problem is how bad your secondary is.
Yeah, that's what scares me, because the Eagles play action defense, like, they bite so hard on play action passes.
Yeah.
It's like easy. It's like 7-on-7. Like, Dak can just sit back there and find anybody. So they're going to be running a lot of play action, I bet. The Eagles got to be more disciplined, and hopefully they're coached up this week. And yeah, so we'll see. Do you have a prediction?
I didn't even think about it, because I'm just interested in watching this game. It's going to be good. I'll say Eagles 2017.
20-17. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go, man. Last week is over with. It's done. They're going to bounce back. I believe in Doug. He came out on Monday morning, that radio show. If you listened to the last podcast, had me hyped up.
Yeah.
Basically guaranteed a win, even though he walked it back in his press conference.
I'm sticking
with that guaranteed a win. The Eagles are going to go down to Dallas. They are going to win 31-23.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to put up some points. They're going to win this game. And I am not confident in that at all.
I say the only way you're going to get over 30 points is if you have Deshaun.
We'll see. I don't know. I have a good feeling about this game. I think the Cowboys are reeling. I said the same shit about the Vikings game, though.
Yeah.
But to me, this is what this team is. They'll go and they'll win a game like this, and then somehow they'll lose to Buffalo the following week with Josh Allen at quarterback. I know
Buffalo's pretty good.
I know they have a good defense, but their offense is atrocious. They shouldn't lose that game. But this is it, dude. This is, if they lose this game, I am not picking them to win another game the rest of the year. I'm done.
You said that like 3 weeks ago.
No, if they lose this, this is it. I am really done. I am over this team. If they lose this game after me picking them to win, 31-23. Fuck Dallas. Yeah. Dallas sucks. Go Birds. Jay, anything else before we wrap up?
No, sir. I think we're good.
All right. That was the Birds and the Bird Football Podcast episode. What are we, 25?
Yes, sir.
25. We're at a quarter century mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Like, subscribe, review.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere, talk to us. We'll talk back.
Sounds good. We will catch everybody after the games. Go Birds. Dallas sucks.